too weak to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, but no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yes, I am wise, but wisdom's born in pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong, I'm invincible, I am woman.
Thank you for standing for Sweet Dreams National Anthem.
We salute.
We salute.
Yeah.
All the, we're gathered here today to celebrate all the audiophiles, the trans audiophiles.
Yeah.
And their visibility.
Yeah, their hostility.
This is
their fragility. Their docility
on trans day of audibility. We're Sweet Dreams.
We are Sweet Dreams, and this is, we're bringing you a special trans flavored episode today.
Yeah, it's got that sweet transgender salt right on top.
It's got that umami that you love. You,
yeah,
mommy.
It begins early.
I don't know what to say.
Well, shall we introduce ourselves?
No, I think we should keep that a mystery. If you haven't caught on yet who it is,
I'm gonna out you both.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, well, firstly I'm gonna introduce myself.
Go on.
I'm your host, Romy. I am a transsexual Satanist, aspirational eunuch, and had to be stopped from eating a pill that I found outside on Smith Street on the way here.
Nice.
I have, across from me, Melbourne's smallest trans woman, folk superstar, and knower of poems.
Ah.
Daniel.
Yeah.
And also we have...
I am the smallest.
Bankrupt at 21. Morally bankrupt at 31. It's Brennan.
Very good.
Guilty.
Yeah. As charged. Excellent. Yeah.
Check, please.
That's great.
Oh, so yeah. Anyone done anything fun lately? I heard you've been a real Karen lately, Romy. At the local cafe.
Because I have a job.
You're a class traitor. I mean, is a job in the video game industry really a job?
Maybe.
You don't sound too convinced.
That's the joke.
I can't think of anything more trans than working in the video game industry.
No, absolutely nothing more trans. We're just wondering whether it's work.
Next question.
Are there any cute guys at work?
No, I work with women.
Oh.
Sorry to let you down. But enough about, you know, my professional life.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, really?
We can always return to the professional life
a bit
later.
Are there any cute girls at work?
None as cute as you.
Aww. This is my job. It doesn't pay much, well, anything. And the hours aren't long. It's work
the company's
also
fine.
You're coming under fire for one too many rounds of battle chess.
Yes, battle chess.
There is something about a wheelie chair that really just gets me going.
It really has some monopoly on our studio time, battle chess. Battle chess.
Let it begin.
I guess we should probably begin with some songs, hey?
Yeah.
That was of that
trans
intro.
Sorry about that.
It was a waste of time.
Hey, we're so sorry about that. We'd just like to take a moment.
I just
want to
start the show with
apologize for the first 5 minutes.
It's trans, sorry.
Trans day of tranquility.
I'm sorry.
Trans day of
I'm
utility.
Sorry. I'm going to make like a cis man and apologize.
I'm gonna play a song.
Yeah.
By a trans woman.
Well, that's good.
Her name's Marissa. And she fronts an amazing North American-based grindcore outfit called Cretan. And this is a song called Daddy's Little Girl.
Oh, you better believe.
And it's good. So sit back, enjoy, and just remember, I am trans.
Good.
Goodness gracious me.
Well, howdy do.
Howdy
You're listening to Sweet Dreams. It's Trans Day of Audibility. It's Trans Day of Immortality. It's Trans Day of Feasibility.
It's Trans Day of Beat Poetry.
You just heard Outcast Stomp by Gloss, which stands for Girls Living Outside Society Shit. And before that was Daddy's Little Girl by the band Cretan, proving to you that, you know, there's an ocean of different types of trans people. Some of us like to barricade ourselves in our room, playing Doom by candlelight, and not ever taking off that giant black sweater.
No.
Why would you?
Well, yeah. It's so comfy.
It's so comfy.
It's got all that old food on it.
It's stinky.
It's got snacks.
Snacks for days. So,
yeah.
Someone come out recently that we should be celebrating?
Someone who came out?
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner?
George Michael did that to say.
The following people are now trans.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson. Katie Lang.
We really are the Howard. Collectively, we make up the Howard Stern of transsexuality. We're pale.
Howard Stern's on that list too.
Yeah. We have a long yearning for New York that's unexplainable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's the kind of like weird? The like tall, weird like nerd from Big Bang Theory. He's trans now.
That was me.
Will Farrell.
Bazooka. Will Farrell.
Who are we forgetting on this momentous day?
Mr. Peanut. Mrs. Peanut.
Yeah.
No, they Peanut.
I'm sorry. It's
and the entire cast of M&M's.
Well, yeah.
And we pay homage to you. Oh, and Alice Cooper, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
We saw it coming.
Yeah.
Ozzy's been trans since the
80s. Yeah, that's
true. Ozzy Osbourne's my drag mom.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne for Snatch Game.
You know I've got that down pat.
Oh, I can't.
You absolutely would.
Yeah. You were in a nappy, covered in piss, screaming, Sharon.
The show hasn't even started yet.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play a song.
Yeah.
Slay.
What are you going to play?
As I promised, Cindy Talk.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Time.
Are we all aware? Maybe the radio people. I can't remember her actual name.
Let them know.
Cindy Talk.
let them know. Don't let them know. We can let them know at another time.
You know I don't do research for this show, but she laid a lot of vocals down on this Mortal Coils albums.
Yeah.
You know, Kangaroo, the rest. And she's great.
Nice.
She's
had nice. A few, all the classics.
She's had a wonderful career that's spanned from the 80s to now.
It's spanned from one time to another time.
I think she does, like,
she's
laptop
done things
stuff now.
During
yeah.
that time. Yes, she does do heap. She does lots of, like, kind of field recordings, drone, noisy things.
She's
Is this an early track?
This is mid-90s. She's a Mama Shaboo-boo, right. You know. She's like a Byron woman now. A Berlin.
Cindy Sharp, by the way.
Oh, Cindy Sharp. That's a really cool punk name. Well, this is A Song of Changes from the album Wappenshaw from 1994 from Touched Records.
So take your radio outside, touch some soil.
If you could,
find a shawl. Preferably.
Any defunct shawl will do.
This is shawl music, right? You need to be wearing a shawl.
Oh, it's definitely shawl. Maybe a beret.
Oh, I love a beret.
maybe you know, fixes off some nibbles, a few entries.
Mm.
Oh, very sophisticated.
Those multicolored soy crisps that you get in the fruit and veg aisle.
Potpourri.
What are they? Yeah, you should just eat dried flowers. And bark.
No,
your breath. What are they? Freshen your breath. What are they colored by? Because that's a bit upsetting.
Food dye? Seed oil?
That's definitely seed.
Microplastic.
Seed based. It's probably microplastics. It's what makes toothbrushes. Probably.
Dear listeners, I have just heard so much about microplastics from these two today.
I'm really scared of microplastics because I saw a headline of an article that said, like, first discovery of, like, microplastics in blood.
Did you read the article?
No.
But it got us so scared that, you know, you just kind of turn around from that, you know.
I'm not an informed person, but I'm a sensational person.
I can't argue with that. Let's hear some music.
Yeah,
two things I like. It's globalists. No, I hate the globalists. Oh. And music.
See, that's what we talk about, because I love the globalists.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a song for Song of Changes by Cindy Chalk.
Right on.
You're listening to Sweet Dreams. Stay tuned for more hot takes by Sensational Sherry over here.
It's playing, by the way.
Yes.
Hello, this is Freesial, Trans Day of Audibility, and you're listening to Sweet Dreams. You just heard the track Ode to the Zone by Russian punk Melbourne Night Seeker. That was a really cool...
That was some... It sounded like... Punk. Electro-punk vintage realness.
I know, but it's from last year.
Oh, are we getting the Electro Crash Clash revival?
I think that's maybe a little quicker. I think the Zoomers are turning it up a little. They're turning the pace up ever so slightly on the Electro Clash.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know.
Yeah. Before that was a Song of Changes by Cindy Talk. But yeah, Sick is cool. They're from Melbourne. I've never seen them play, but you have seen them play.
A friend was telling me about a show that they saw. It was really good. And they recommended it.
Hearsay and conjecture.
Nothing exists.
Well, they have a cassette tape on Bandcamp.
Oh.
What are you telling me? Oh, you want the dongles? We're just passing the aux cord.
It's an exposed kind of a set today. Yes, I'm taking the aux
much
cord
like we were described in The Wire.
Play off my portable.
Yes, can we not forget that? I need to put that on my resume. The Wire said that
we're a raucous house party.
Yeah, straight from the Windy City.
Straight from the Windy
City.
Well,
that's true.
A raucous house party where you're not allowed to touch the aux cord. Because honey. We need to chat, we need to play, we need to expose, we need to spend 4 hours talking about, what's his name, Mick Jagger.
Another honorary trans.
Add him to the list.
I mean,
really.
Look, realistically, like...
Yeah. Go on.
People like that are like trans icons to me.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
More so than like, I don't know, any of the traditionals like Liza Minnelli or...
They're more gay icons. Yeah, there's lots of men that are definitely...
I don't know. As a kid, I always wanted to be icons. Mick Jagger, but with tits.
Sure.
Well, they 100%. Exude like the kind of sexuality in that game.
And well, I mean, beyond
that
name.
Yeah, that's like kind of perverse and feminine, but it has this like sleaze, yeah. It's, totally pervasive and...
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
I get you. Hot take.
The hot take.
Ace Frehley is a trans icon.
Add it to the list.
I feel like legitimately you're kind of stretching it with Ace Frehley.
I think it's been stretched a little far here.
Right. I feel like I just can't see it with the spaceman.
Which is the most trans one?
Out of Kiss.
Peter.
Yeah, Peter.
Yeah, he's like a femboy.
The cat makeup's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, he's a cat boy.
Well,
I mean,
it's cat girl realness.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah, yeah, he's got like the thigh-high stripy socks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uboa, knee-high cat socks.
Yeah. Uboa is the best.
Daniel?
Yes?
Friend of the pod.
We like friends.
We have friends.
We do. Some of them are trans.
Yeah.
Shall we play some music?
Yeah, totally. I'm going to play a track off a split that Eris Drew and Octo Octa did a couple of years ago, and it's called Trans Love Vibration. A little bit of dance music in between the punk, I thought.
Ooh, yeah. Give something up for the techno trans women.
Is that okay? Well, yeah.
Give them some space, Dan.
Yeah, give them some space.
Yeah, that's rolling on in. Let's roll it on in.
Tight.
That speaker there. Oh, and the radio airwaves.
Bumbaclat.
Trans Day of Unpredictability.
Boom. Thank you.
You are listening to some kind of station. 3CR, 855 AM, Sweet Dreams, with myself, Daniel, Romy across from me, and Brennan over there.
Hey there.
We just heard Sylvia, Melbourne Sylvia, with Fold Imaginary. Before that, you heard Eris Drew with Trans Love Vibration.
Outstanding.
Wonderful.
Not bad.
You got a bit of an Eartha Kit going on there, Brennan.
Wonderful. I love transsexuals.
Yeah. Mm. Wow, that's very nice of you.
It's Eartha a bit Kit.
I've met many in my time. I'm quite a
from working
transsexual icon. Every trans woman.
Okay, now you're Dracula. So that's what's happened there. Let's add Dracula to that
legendary
list.
Legendary trans icon Bella Louise.
She's dead.
Gorgeous, dead gorgeous. that's for all.
Okay, other trans icons.
Yeah,
Little Richard.
Oh,
nice,
easy,
yeah,
done.
Roz Williams,
easy. You just put your phone like it's done.
Yeah, Mark that Bolan,
easy.
Yeah, Eddie McGuire, egg.
Was he the one in Velvet Goldmine? Or was that the other one?
McGuire hosted the footy show. He's awful. He's probably transphobic.
No, he's not.
Okay, quick pivot to music. No, this is Sweet Dreams. Sorry, Brennan's just really old. And sometimes her mind plays tricks. I'm going to play a nice relaxing song, Chiquito by Arca on Sweet Dreams.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's Trans Day of Audibility, and we're amplifying our interest in trans music, so enjoy. Mwah, little kissy. I wish I was French.
Thank you. We'll be right back. your shout. You know how I feel. Come on, make it real. Shoot your shout.
Aw, g'day! You're listening to Sweet Dreams, 3CR 855 AM. Guess what, baby?
I'm not supposed to be here.
Because it's Trans Day of Audibility.
Oh, wait, no, I should be here.
You should be here. You just heard Shoot Your Shot by the Legendary Divine. And I know, you're hammering on the doors, you're banging on the windows, you're like, Divine wasn't a trans woman.
The phone's going off right now.
I get that, but the thing is, Divine and John Waters is so important to me, to the culture.
Yeah, you know? It's for the culture kind of thing.
And it's like, I was a kid watching Pink Flamingos and it opened my eyes.
Yeah, you wouldn't be your vulgar selves, really.
Without
a little bit of that.
Without a little bit of that. So, you know, it's my concession of the day.
Our concession is love for the culture.
And before that, we heard Chiquito by Arca.
Yes.
We got 15 minutes on the clock.
15 minutes on the clock. 15 minutes to only to rock.
Only to rock. Speaking of the culture.
Yes.
This is my, how would you say, deviation from the path of true trans to trans inspiration.
Yes.
This is a 12-inch mashup of It's a Miracle and Miss Me Blind by Culture Club.
Oh, easy.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. We love it. We're here for the culture.
Sweet dreams.
Enjoy.
On 855. Trans Day of Audibility. Back day.
Ow.
Like green.
show's almost over, and I know you're going to miss me.
Blind. It's a miracle.
What did we just hear, darling?
I gotta get the character back.
We heard. It's not back.
A 12-inch scream. I can't even. It's too lame. It's Culture Club, mashup of It's a Miracle, Miss Me Blind. I don't know. The Divine track inspired me to go be a camp.
Yeah, we'll channeling young trans woman channeling. Go into Limelight Club in New York in like the mid to late 80s with a fake ID, searching for adventure.
Yeah. No money in her handbag, but ambition.
Glue sticks.
Heaps of glue sticks.
Hair up to here.
Hair up to there.
Shoulder pads all the way over there. Shoes down there.
Waist right there.
Yeah, yeah. Everything generally in its kind of
traditional
regular
place.
Yeah, order.
Yep. She looks like Jane County now.
Tight. Respect. Yeah. We're coming up to the end of the show, unfortunately, which means we have to go. But we've had a great time. I hope you've had a great time. I hope you've kept it trans eternally.
Yeah, we hope you have.
Yeah.
Hope you've been enjoying the commentary at FreeCR on Twitter.
Very good stuff.
We just checked it out. Because we were like, who's on that Twitter? And the community is on that Twitter.
Yeah, you better believe.
Shout out to the community.
Quoting, talking.
Quoting the terrible
liking,
things.
Loving. I'm going to end it on a Deli Girl song.
Live, Laugh, Love.
Yeah.
It's an epic end.
It's an epic end.
Love the Deli Girls.
Yeah.
Bit of pastrami, bit of...
olives.
Olives.
It's a nice...
Like scotch eggs.
Yeah. A little meal.
God damn you. Scotch eggs are not trans.
Yep.
That is some cisgender, like...
Yeah, anything they serve in most women is not trans. I'm sorry.
We're going to have this egg and wrap it in... Yeah, no, it's really...
Okay, we're running out of time. We got to go. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. Ciao, bye, bye, bye. This is Deli Girls, and then it's hard.
Also, we play every Sunday at 5, so tune back in again. Okay, we're always rambunctious and trans. Goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Turn
them off.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.